Tours of places asylum seekers are being sheltered, and they're speaking with officials about how the city is handling new migrant arrivals. Meanwhile, sources tell NBC4 that they believe the Biden administration might have offered New York City more migrant relief money, but did not because of concerns with the city's right to shelter policy leading to more migrants crossing the border. The White House denies that.
That's the very latest from New York City, Scott Pringle reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here for 1 hour till 6 p.m. here at 6636 Veterans Boulevard. Talking Saints football here live at where Metairie meets Kenner. And we're going to have two opportunities to talk about the Saints and the Panthers because they're playing on Monday night, so we'll be back here Monday as well. But we always like to promote great events, nonprofits who do such a wonderful job of promoting not only doing great things in the city, but good things with the city as well. So we're going to start with an annual event that raises a lot of money for a great cause. The Justice for All Ball will take place on September 22nd, next weekend, at the beautiful Orpheum Theater right off Canal Street in the Central Business District of New Orleans. But we got two great guests to talk about. We got Matt Slaughter and April Davenport. So we want to thank both of you guys for joining us this afternoon. And so tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned next weekend.
Thanks so much, Mitch. We've got the Justice for All Ball starting next Friday, September 22nd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater. The Justice for All Ball is an annual fundraiser that benefits the Pro Bono Project, which uses private bar attorneys to help those within the six parish area who need help dealing with civil legal issues. Our clients are children, seniors, veterans, families, and individuals in need, and the ball raises about a third of our annual budget. So we're very excited about next Friday.
Yeah, and I've been to many of those events, and they're very well run, fantastic. It's a great cause, like you said. The website is probono.org. If that, you know, or for a listening audience, if they want to get more information. But so we also have April Davenport with us as well. So April, tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned. The Orpheum's a historic theater in a beautiful part of the city in the Central Business District, but you know. You're raising money for a great cause, but you're also going to be entertained. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. We're so excited to be at the Orpheum Theater this year. And also our patron party will be at the Double Dealer, which is a really cool speakeasy type lounge that's underneath the Orpheum. So we're excited about the venue. Also the entertaining, the band will be Connection Band. And they'll be really raising the roof while we're in there dancing the night away. The patron party, the music for the patron party will be Continuum Music. And Sola Kim, who is an anchor, a local anchor, is going to be our MC for the evening.
Yeah, she's great. I've run into her many times. And like you said, that's a great place. And that's a beautiful, that little ice bar downstairs is really cool as well. So should be a great event. And so beyond just the Justice for All Ball, like you said, you raised like a third of your revenue for that. Where else, I mean, we gave out the website, but what else would you like the listening audience to know about what you guys do and how to support you beyond just the Justice for All Ball?
Well, sure. Well, just for instance, last year, we've assisted more than over 7,000 individuals, which is a number we're really proud of. More than 1,000 attorneys are in our network volunteering within the organization, and we have an active panel of over 4,000 volunteers. So we're a very active organization in the community, and as April just said, we've got a lot of local entertainment coming as well. But in addition to that, anybody that's interested in attending, tickets are $200 in advance, $225 at the door. You can also buy a combo patron party and ball ticket for $500, and those are only available in advance. And as you mentioned, you can buy those tickets at the probono-no.org, or you can call us at 504-581-4043. And we're also happy to have anybody drop into our office at 935 Gravier Street, Suite 1340, to pick up any tickets in person as well.
Yeah, that's not too far away from the Orpheum. And also, I know you you guys always throw out a good spread as well. So if you don't mind mentioning, what kind of cuisine are you guys going to have planned for that evening?
Oh, of course we're going to have great food. You have to have great food. I know Giacomo's is going to be there. We have some great sweets from Southern Candy Makers. Also, we're going to have really great silent auction items, which will include Saints tickets. Saints tickets to a really rival game, I might say, and then some LSU and LSU game will be also in a part of our silent auction items. We have great memorabilia from some of the sports teams, and so we're really excited about all the donations that we got that we are able to auction off to some of our patrons.
Yeah, a lot of people listening to this show love the Saints, obviously, and they love that memorabilia. Great win last week, so we're off to a good start. We got another game Monday night, but that's always cool. And so I wish you guys well. It's always a great event. Like I said, I've been several times, and the food and the entertainment are fantastic. And the Orpheum Theater is an iconic structure in New Orleans. So before I let you go, any other things you guys want to mention before we wrap it up today?
We'd just encourage everybody to come out. Like we said, the silent auction. We're also going to have lots of travel packages provided by Amfun, some diamond earrings. We're also going to have a Salvador Dali painting for our silent auction as well. So that is a high item piece that we're very, very excited that we recently got as a donation. So anybody that's interested, please go on to our website, probono-no.org, or call us at 504-581-4043. And we'd love to have anybody that's interested in coming.
And, hey, it's always great. And, hey, Matt Slaughter, thanks for joining me, April Davenport as well. I think it's going to be a great success, as always, every year. And, of course, it's a great cause. And not only are you supporting a great cause, but you're getting wined and dined and some great entertainment. So thanks, both of you guys, for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Mitch.
All right, so let's mention that again. The Justice for All Ball is going to be next Friday night at the Orpheum Theater, probono-no.org, and that's going to be September 22nd. Before we take a break, again, we're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, here where Metairie meets Kenner, right off the I-10 exit here in Metairie, Louisiana, I-10 right off the Veterans Boulevard exit, just a few blocks away, talking Saints football. We got another great guest talking about what's going on with the LPO as well. But then we're going to have a couple segments with Gary Smith from The Advocate, get his thoughts on the Saints-Panthers game coming up, Saints 3-point favorite in that game. And then Mark Romig's going to wrap up the show, who's a stadium announcer for the New Orleans Saints, a guy who says, you know, when it's first down Saints or third down, or move them chains, all those good stuff. So he'll be with us. And I got to mention, you know, the Jets disappointing, obviously, with all in on Aaron Rodgers. Looked like they got a pretty good football team. They won that game a lot on the other night on emotion. And you can, you know, and some of the quarterback play was not great as well by the Buffalo Bills. But anyway, you know, the Jets have had a history of bad luck. You know, you remember Vinny Testaverde had a similar injury when the Jets several years ago had a very good football team as well. A lot of people thought the Jets had a shot. They were not one of the long shots to win the AFC or maybe even win the Super Bowl, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be out with the Achilles tear. That's disappointing. That's unfortunate. But there's, we say this all the time. I know it sounds like a cliche, but the bottom line is, in all sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, injuries are such a big part of that, and you got to get lucky. So you don't always have to, you know, it's not always the best team wins, right? Or, you know, the best team's never going to lose. Injuries play such a big part, and there's a little bit of luck involved in that. You take the wrong turn, you twist a little. Maybe Aaron Rodgers made the wrong turn when he made that little 180 spin when he got tackled on the sack. That's part of the game, you know. So unfortunately for the for the Jets, they got to move on from that, and we'll see how they do. So anyway, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with Ann Wards, executive director of the LPO, and also Gary Smith and Mark Roman coming up in the second half of the show, live here from Premier Nissan. They're open every day, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9 p.m. They'll be here till 9 p.m. We're going to be leaving at 6, but come on down and look for a great car or truck. 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Dornax.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. They're open until 9 p.m. every day except for Sunday. So come on down. I'm looking at this beautiful red truck that was here on Monday. Somebody needs to buy that. It's a beautiful vehicle. We got Anwar, who's executive director of the LPO. I know they had a great night last night. Sold out performance. Little Beethoven, which is always the top of the line, right? And they've got a great season coming up as well. So he's with us to talk about that. So thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us. I got Matthew Kramer on the phone as well.
Okay, so tell us about, you know, I know you had a great success last night, so tell us about what you guys got planned for the rest of 2023.
Yeah, we got a really, really exciting season. This is the first time in over 17 years that we're welcoming our new music director. So he's leading some really, really wonderful programs that are coming up starting next week. We have a brand new series at the New Marini Theater, our Chamber Orchestra series. And all of these concerts that we'll have there, we'll have a New Orleans or Louisiana-based composer on it with a new piece of music. So we're incredibly excited about that. We're returning with our movie series as well, and Matthew's going to be leading Get Out in concert, the Jordan Peele film with Michael Abels on the score, which is incredible. And there's all kinds of just wonderful events, I would say, coming up this year.
And then you guys, you know, a lot of the events are at the Orpheum, but you also branch out a little bit. So tell us some of the other venues or locations that the public can see you perform at.
Indeed, indeed. So we'll have some, we'll play both of our movies at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. As I mentioned, we'll be in the New Marini Theater, which is a new venue at the corner of Mandeville and Moray. We'll also be at Roussel Hall for quite a few of our family concerts. And we have a series on the North Shore that we'll do at Furman Auditorium. And most of those concerts are getting close to, if not sold out. So if you're listening on the North Shore, make sure you go and get your tickets soon.
Yeah, and I know you guys partnered with some great bands last year, like Zebra and Lost Bayou Ramblers. So I'm hoping you guys have some plans to do that as well in the coming season.
Yeah, we absolutely do. If I can just jump into that point, Anwar, I just think what Anwar and the LPO have been doing in recent years here is continuing in an incredibly exciting direction here with the remarkable artists that we have within the city. Big Frida, of course, Tank and the Bangers. We've got some exciting projects that we're going to be announcing soon, including our Music at the Museum series, which will be featuring some exciting young talent.
Yeah, I forgot about, of course, Big Frida as well. And so what's also very important is to get in touch with you guys and to buy tickets. So give us the contact information, the website, and for our listening audience, how they can purchase tickets to all these great performances.
Yeah, absolutely. So the entire schedule is up at lpomusic.com. Everything between now all the way up until May, where you can go and find the information on the calendar, everything that we have going for our families and everyone of all ages, as well as buy your tickets right there. So it's lpomusic.com.
And, you know, New Orleans is such a special city, right? So I don't know if you guys are from New Orleans, but I know you love being in New Orleans. So talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, I'm the newest resident of the city, I feel like. My family and I have just moved down here. It's been about a little under 2 months now, and we have lived all around the country with my various conducting posts, but we've never lived anywhere more exciting than New Orleans. We love everything about it. We look forward to learning as much as we possibly can about the history, the culture here, and we just find that the orchestra's history in this city goes back many, many years, decades in fact, too. So we're happy that the LPO is part of this rich tapestry of New Orleans.
Yeah, that was well said. I know, Anwar, I've seen you many times out at a lot of events. I know the Violins of Hope World War II Museum, which is unbelievable. So I know you're very happy to be in the New Orleans.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've been in New Orleans just over 2 years now, and it's just really been there's no city in the world that's like New Orleans. And for me, being able to see the orchestra's impact in many different corners of the city and beyond has really been wonderful. So for me, it's just such a great place to call home, and the people have just been so welcoming and engaging, and you know, not to mention the food has just been absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know you guys would both agree with that. So hey, we got to roll, but I want to thank you guys for coming on. Any final thoughts? I mean, just give me your. You know, I know everybody loves the classical music. LPO does such a wonderful job. But give me something that maybe a lot of people don't know about, and you guys got some secrets planned during the season.
I'll jump in there first if I can, Anwar. I just want to say that, yes, we do have those concerts, the movies, and we have the holiday programming, the classics, of course, but also our outdoor programs. I was here in May for Carlos Prieto's final performances at City Park, and to see thousands of people there in that beautiful outdoor setting It was just picturesque. It was perfect. And so I'm thrilled to be leading the parks concerts this year, including City Park, early in 2024.
Well, hey, yeah, always a pleasure. Yeah, go ahead, Anwar.
Oh, no, I echo everything that Matt's saying. It's just like everything that we do from small to large is really, really fun. So there's truly something for everybody on this season, and we're glad that the LPO can help serve that.
Well, hey, that's a great way to wrap it up, and I wish you guys a great weekend, and thanks for joining me today, and have a great season, which I know you will.
Thank you. We hope to see you and all your listeners soon.
All right, thanks, man. All right, take care. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that, the LPO. Does a wonderful job. Last night, sold out for Beethoven. You can't beat that. And we're going to set the table for the second half of the show. We're going to talk Saints and Panthers. Gary Smith coming up from the Advocate. The Saints are a three-point favorite. It's a Monday night game, and the Saints are a three-point favorite on the road, facing Bryce Young and a very changed roster from last year. Remember, the Panthers got rid of a lot of players. You know, Christian McCaffrey being one of them, for example. And so they have like a very new roster, and they played a competitive game against the Falcons. I think the Saints and the Falcons are going to vie for the NFC South title. I think it's going to be a very close race. Could come down to that last home game in early January when the Saints play the Falcons, you know, in that rivalry at home in the 17th game of the season. But they played a competitive game towards the end against Atlanta. And we'll see how they do against the Saints. I like the Saints' chances. A three-point spread's a low spread. Saints have had issues in the past in Carolina. They've lost some games there recently. It's not been their favorite place to play. I just think they have the better football team. I think, like I've said before the season and as we entered the season, now we're in the season, that I thought Carolina and Tampa Bay were going to be the last vie for last place in the division and the first place, or the winning of the NFC South in the first round. Home playoff game, assuming you don't get the bye, would be between the Saints and the Falcons. So we'll see how that goes. And you got to win games like that. Look, I thought the Saints were going to have trouble against Tennessee. They did. They squeaked it out. Some great defense. A great job on Ryan Tannehill with his worst statistical game. Saints looked great on defense. 0 for 3 was Tennessee in the red zone. Three interceptions the Saints defense got. And like I said, great number in the red zone, but the Saints offense needs to improve obviously as well. But this is a game where I think they're playing a team not as good as Tennessee this week. I know it's on the road where they've had a history of issues, but there's no excuse. They need to win games like this because there's a lot of games coming up where I think it's a 50-50 shot. And even, you know, listen to Derek Carr at the press conference. He was like, look, I made a mistake on the interception. It was not a good decision. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get used to these guys, and they need to. And the running game's going to have to improve as well because they kind of struggled running the ball. Of course, they're not. They won't have, Alvin Kamara for the next two more weeks because of his suspension, and then Kendre Miller questionable as well. So we'll find more all of that stuff out. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. They're live here till 6 p.m. right off the I-10 exit on Veterans. They're open 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday. So come on down. Come see the show. We're going to have a couple more segments, actually, till 6 p.m. till the top of the hour. And our next guest will be Gary Smith. We're also going to have Mark Romig on, who's the stadium announcer for the New Orleans Saints. So he's always interesting to talk to, get his thoughts on the first game, the Tennessee game, how it went. I want to ask about the excitement level, the crowd, the noise, all that good stuff. So we'll be back with the second half of the show live again at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, Premier Nissan. And of course, we'll be back on Monday to preview more of the Saints and Panthers live here from Premier Nissan right after these messages. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The State Office of Juvenile Justice says all 15 youth offenders placed at a temporary facility in Angola have been moved to a youth facility in Jackson Parish. The lead plaintiff, attorney David Utter, says they'll wait to see how the youths are treated before deciding if they will continue with the civil rights lawsuit.
I need to consult with my co-counsel and also talk to the state to see what their plans are. It's too early to tell.
Utter initially filed a lawsuit to have the juveniles moved because they were placed in solitary confinement and not getting rehabilitative treatment. Lethal bronzing, an incurable and deadly disease, is wiping out 16 different types of palm trees in Louisiana. LSU Ag Center plant Dr. Raj Singh says you can help slow the process by removing the dead palms and...
There is an antibiotic which is called OTC that can be used as a trunk injection, but the treatments are about 4 treatments a year, every quarter.
LRN.
It's like a match made in heaven. Louisiana rice and Louisiana crawfish. And man, oh man, do they go together. Think crawfish and rice stir fry, crawfish and rice casserole, our world famous etouffee. Simple Louisiana ingredients, rice and crawfish. Cajun, Creole, baked, fried, boiled, however you like. Just start with rice and give those little mud bugs some spicy Louisiana love. The proud farmers of certified Louisiana rice invite you to visit startwithrice.com for recipes. Brought to you by the proud farmers of certified Louisiana rice.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
More segments till 6 p.m. We want to remind everybody we'll be back Monday for another preview of the Saints and the Panthers are playing Monday night, and then tomorrow live the Silver Slipper 9-11, previewing LSU against Mississippi State in Starkville. But we got Gary Smith with us now, regular with the Associated Press. So Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so you know, if you look at the you know, we already talked about the game on Monday, but you know, you look at you know, the defense, you have to give them. You know, they did a good job against a very mediocre quarterback. He had his worst statistical game, I believe, his career. I think you talked about that as well. But they faced Derrick Henry, one of the best running backs in the last 10 years in the NFL. So let's give them credit for that. On the other side of the ball, Derek Carr admitted he made a bad mistake or bad decision on the interception. And so the two issues from – well, the three issues for me is the offensive line, issues with Trevor Penning, no question about that, left tackle. The red zone, 1-for-4, and the running, they only ran for 60-something yards, I believe, in the game. So are those alarming statistics, or do you think they can be corrected against a team that I don't think is one of their more difficult opponents, although they have had trouble in the past at Carolina? So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, I think it's always an alarming statistic when you have a tackle that's having trouble blocking pass rushers. Because that could result in your quarterback heading to the sideline with an injury. So I definitely think whether Trevor Penning improves from his poor opener is definitely worth watching. The running game, I predicted before the opener, I didn't think that the Saints would run for that many yards. I don't think we can really judge that until Alvin Kamara comes back on that front. And as long as they win, whether they run effectively or not doesn't matter in these games. It's about banking wins. And I certainly, Saints were able to beat Tennessee, I certainly like their chances against Carolina on Monday night. I think we'll be talking on the next time about how the Saints improved to 2-0 and still didn't run particularly effectively. But as long as they win, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Like you said, Kendre Miller, I don't know what his status is for Monday night, but he didn't play. I think he's got a lot of potential. He needs to play. Because it's going to take time for a rookie to adjust at a much higher level. And then Kamara will be back for the fourth game. So you would think, you know, Jamal Williams, I think, did an admirable job kind of carrying the load. Mm-hmm. And that also takes a lot of pressure over Derek Carr, because if they don't run the ball well, Derek Carr, we know, is better than what they've had in the past. But he's not listed as one of the top maybe five quarterbacks or whatever in the NFL. So obviously alleviate some pressure from him if they run the ball well. But from the other side of it, Bryce Young, who I have not been a big fan of, I don't know how, I don't have a crystal ball to see whether Bryce Young is going to be a quality quarterback in the NFL, but at this point, I'm not worried about him. What do you think the Saints are going to do defensively against Bryce Young on Monday
night? Yeah, I think they're going to dominate Bryce Young in that department. We saw the Saints secondary play really well in the second half of last year. They were, from all reports, they were really good in the in camp this year, and for the most part, but except for a couple of breakdowns that didn't cost them, they were really, really good. Obviously, holding Tannehill to his lowest quarterback rating ever in the first game. Bryce Young struggled against the Falcons, barely completed 50% of his passes, and they were mostly check down short throws. I don't think he's going to do really any damage against the Saints. That's the number one advantage the Saints have going to that game. Carolina did run the ball effectively against Atlanta, and we're still, you know, the Saints are still a work in progress on run defense. I think that's going to be where Carolina is going to try to hurt the Saints on Monday. In the modern NFL, it's hard to win when you can't make big plays in the passing game, and I don't see Carolina having any of those against the Saints right now.
Well, Well, you know, you're playing 17 games. So when we talk about how important these games are, you know, like, well, they got 16 more games. But I would focus this year on the Saints and the Falcons. Let's see how they do. The Falcons are a slight 1.5-point favorite against the Packers, who look good. Although, I mean, when people pick the Bears to win the division, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about, because I don't know what Justin Fields. You think he had like a what do you call it, body? Snatchers experience or something like that? I didn't get that. But
he's one of those guys. Yeah, Justin Fields is one of those guys that people want to see succeed because they think he's exciting. Last time I checked, the Bears went 4-13 last year. I mean, you're right. I mean, that was ludicrous, the idea that they might win the division.
He gets better PR than Deion Sanders, in my opinion. But it's like, I don't get it. I know some guys on the NFL Network actually picked the Bears to win the division. I'm like, you can't do that. To be honest and say you're just pulling for him if you say something like that. But so I think we need to watch this every week, because I think obviously it's going to be between the Falcons and the Saints. It might come down to that last game in New Orleans against Falcons. But what are your thoughts on that game against the Falcons and the Packers? Because I like the Falcons in that game. I think they're both of us are going to be 2-0 after next week.
I do too. I mean, I'm not confident about it, but how often do people overreact to one performance, and then Green Bay and their quarterbacks look really good in week one? Does that mean that the same thing will happen in week two when they weren't expected to be a good team? Most likely not. and so I agree. Atlanta was supposed to be a better team than the Packers going into the season, and one game isn't going to change my opinion on that. Obviously, I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay won. That's what the spread tells you, that much, with 1.5 points. But I think Atlanta's the better team.
Well, I would like us to, because I'm concerned about playing Atlanta twice, especially at the end of the season, even if it's here. But because of the rivalry, and I think Atlanta's roster-wise is as good as the Saints. I think it's going to come back to who runs the ball better, quarterback, that kind of stuff. But I would like to keep Atlanta in within our grasp. Or I'd like to have a couple of games ahead of them going towards the end of the season. So we're always going to be pulling against Atlanta. I don't worry about Tampa Bay. I mean, Minnesota obviously played a pretty good game last night against Philly on the road. I don't know if anybody expected them to win that game. But I don't think Tampa Bay is going to be in the mix. I don't care whether they beat Minnesota last week.
Right.
So I think it's a two-man race or two-team race here. So we want to keep them at arm's length. And so the Saints need to win games like this, because they're going to have more difficult games beyond Carolina, games that you and I talked about that are going to be 50-50 proposition. So is that the way you feel going forward?
I agree, and I also think the Saints just need to get off to a good start, period, this year, because I think their confidence, no matter what they're saying publicly, is fragile based on what's happened the last 2 years. Bad things have happened to this team each of those years, and one of the reasons was slow starts. And, they absolutely need to win to get to 2-0, because you get those wins in the bank, see what happens down the road, but you go 2-0, 7-6 gets you a winning record, and who knows, 9-8 might again be good enough to win the South if you get the right tiebreaker.
These teams to me are very similar, you know, Atlanta and New Orleans. I mean, they both of us have, you know, I'm going to put Jamal Williams in the category. We have two solid running backs with Kamara, so we might have three on Kendrick Miller. Atlanta's got two solid running backs. I like Bijan Robinson a lot. I think he's going to be very good down the road. But they to me, it comes down to, you know, maybe the quarterback play down the road.
Yeah.
And Desmond Ridder didn't do anything wrong. I know he played against Carolina, but Carolina's got a pretty good defense. But if you had a chance to see that game, I know it's only one game. What are your thoughts on Desmond Ridder? Are you concerned about that? I think he's going to be better than people expect this year.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really think he's an NFL caliber starting quarterback. I watched him quite a bit in college when he was at Cincinnati, and he was a very good college quarterback. I don't think he's got the passing skills to be a quarterback that can lead a team to a lot down the road. I actually think Atlanta has a better running game than the Saints. I think they're more committed to their running game than the Saints. I think they have a little bit better scheme in that department than the Saints. So I would give Atlanta the edge there. But again, this is a passing league now, and passing, I give these about. I'm not the biggest Derek Carr believer in the world, but I definitely think he has the clear advantage over Desmond Ridder, and that could be the thing that ends up making the difference over 17 games.
Well, I think the Falcons are also going to see how well they run the ball, and they want to take a lot of pressure off, just like I said, mm-hmm. with the Saints with Derek Carr, not put him in these third and long situations, which he was in a bunch of them because they didn't run the ball well, and I'm sure Atlanta does not want to put Desmond Ridder in those situations as well. So we'll see how that goes. Is there any other game? We have a couple of minutes. Any other games kind of interest you this weekend?
No particular games. I mean, I'm definitely interested in seeing how the Cowboys follow their demolition of the Giants in week one. It's not like the Giants were expected to be a great team, but that was a pretty impressive all-around performance. But again, it's 1 week. I can't. In survivor pools, the week where the most people lose is week two almost every year because they always overreact to whatever happened in the first week, and they think one team that was impressive was – so, yeah, there's no – in the second week, I can't single out a game that I'm really looking at, but I am – the Cowboys and maybe the Dolphins are two teams I'm looking at to see if they can if they can – there's a lot of people that have been hyping up both of those teams, and I've been skeptical of both of them. I'll be interested to see if they can keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tua's impressed me. I don't think it's going to last, but we'll see. So, hey, Garrett, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. And we got to do another show before that Monday night game, so we might talk again. But have a good weekend. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Thanks. I love being on your show.
I appreciate it. Hey, good stuff, though, Gary Smith. We'll be back for our final segment with Mark Roaming, the stadium announcer for the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome, because I want to ask him what he thought of the energy level and the, you know, the decibels, you know, they all do that stuff. The decibel level, the noise level, which can affect the defense, the other team's offense as well. All right, we take one more break. We'll be back right after these messages with Mark Rowe.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, Teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Back for the final segment here. We'll be, and I want to remind everybody, we'll be back on Monday, the 18th, to preview again the Saints and the Panthers in Carolina. Charlotte's a great city. I was just at a conference there last year. They got the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's a wonderful place, the Beckler Museum. Really enjoyed a lot of great stuff over there. And the Saints will be playing there Monday Night Football, the first game. And so we'll talk more about that as well Monday at 5 o'clock here from Premier Nissan. But we got Mark Romig with us, the stadium announcer for the New Orleans Saints. And Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, it's always great to be with you. I'd love to tell you how great the fans were in the Superdome this past weekend. I think it was the largest, loudest fan base I have ever witnessed.
Yeah, you actually picked my brain on that one, because that was going to be my first question was, you know, because I'm listening to you in the press box, and you really can pump up the crowd, but, I look at the decibel level on the signs in the dome. But, I was going to ask you your thoughts on that, because I thought they were very loud, and, you know, they had some impacts on the game when the Titans were on offense. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Mitch, the idea is to make the environment, or to help the environment become so fan-friendly. And between the DJ, between the work that David Manning does in the pregame and during the breaks in the game itself, and then what I'm able to do as the play-by-play, the idea is to make sure that the fans are having a great experience, because when they're enjoying themselves and they're more engaged in the game, and they're giving the team members that extra boost. You know, that they always talk about the 12th player, 12th man. But it was exciting, and I opened the window up a little bit more in the house controls booth to kind of get some feedback to see what was being received and given back, and it was loud and it was fantastic.
Well, and I want to ask you this too, and maybe you're not asked this very often, but I like to ask you these questions. And look, I love Nashville. It's one of my favorite cities. I've been there many times, whether it's a convention, I've been to Predators games. They have a great fan base as well. And I know that part of what you do also is you want to be a good ambassador for the city of New Orleans. And so when we have these teams coming in, we want to beat them and we want to make it really loud for their team. But we also want to roll out the red carpet too for their great fans that come from all of the country. So I want you to talk about a little bit about it as well, because Nashville's a great city.
No, it is. And let me tell you, I was at the a phone service store on the Friday before the game last week, and there were two gentlemen from Nashville. They were coming in for the Titans game. They're big fans of the Titans, and they said they always like to come in a couple of days early when they play in New Orleans or near New Orleans, because they want to enjoy the city. And they were talking about how the fan base here is so respectful of visitors. And so this has been, you know, they've been here several times over the course of the last, say, decade. And they were talking about how much they enjoy being here because they're treated so well. And I believe you see that. Plus, if you go to Nashville and see a game there, you're going to still have that hometown zeal and announcing, which the NFL allows to some degree. But I tell you, I think our fans are the most hospitable of all the Saints, all the fans in the NFL.
Well, there, you know, one of the years I did the show at a hotel, I would try to get the fans from the opposing team from out of town. And several times I remember a Giants fan, I remember a Dolphins fan, a Cowboys fan, and they were raving about New Orleans. They're like, yeah, we want our team to win. We love coming to New Orleans. We love everything about it. Like you said, the hospitality, the food, the entertainment, the music in the quarters. So I think we're as good as anybody at being great ambassadors for the city of New Orleans to our visiting friends.
No, it's so true. I mean, people are high-fiving people in Titans jerseys as well as Saints jerseys throughout the weekend. I think the fact that we pull people together at Champion Square before the game, you've got a mixture of out-of-towners plus locals. You know, we, as a city, welcome people into our city every year. It's like bringing people into our home. We want to be friendly, hospitable, make sure they have a good time. And look, at the end of the game, whatever happens, we're all still friends. That's why I say the Saints game is the one place in New Orleans where all neighborhoods come together and we can speak one language.
Yeah, I want to ask you one more thing, too, and because it's come up a little bit about everybody loved Jimmy Buffett. I saw Jimmy Buffett maybe 10, 15 times. Last time I saw him at Ball Mask, which was a more private thing, which was great. I was like almost on the stage. And there have been questions about how do we honor Jimmy Buffett, because he was one of the great Saints fans. And, you know, talking about maybe I love the tributes they did during the game. I would love to see it. I can only throw out my opinion, but I would love to see us name something, whether it's inside the dome or a street around the dome or something, to honor Jimmy Buffett, because, you know, he loved New Orleans. He was born in Pascagoula, raised in Mobile, but he worked on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I read the story about at a very early age, he was going to the early Saints games. You know, it's interesting. In many stadiums, there's a song that everyone sings as a, you know, whether it's Sweet Caroline, you know, Neil Diamond's song. It'd be interesting to see if we could get to the point where everybody's singing Wasting Away in Margaritaville as a stadium song, you know. But, it was a nice tribute last week. The Saints did a nice job of making sure that people realized the connection that he had and to give him that moment of silence. And it was truly a great tribute. Chrissy Flores, who runs Game Day Entertainment, a game day experience for the fans. She does all the everything from pregame to the Star Spangled Banner to the halftime show. They piped in the right video, and I thought it was a nice tribute. It all added into a great Sunday. You had Steve Gleason on the field. Drew Brees was there. You had Jimmy Graham do the Who Dat cheer. I mean, it was just all it was ready, and I can't wait for October 1st when we're back in the dome.
Yeah, no, I was like, people are going to, you know, get withdrawal symptoms or something because...
I know. We got to watch them play away in Carolina. Then we have the storied event the weekend after that, and then we come back here.
Yeah, the Gleason thing was fantastic. Then you had another guy who's suffering from the same, and hopefully, you know, with all the attention... all the great things the Saints have done, Drew Brees, to bring attention. Maybe we will have a cure one day for ALS. That would be wonderful. So, like you said, it was a magic moment for everybody. And thank goodness the Saints won. That made it most important. So, anyway, and you, I know you love that stuff. But anyway, let's keep it rolling, right? Because, you know, we got to deal with the Falcons down the road.
I'm feeling really good. It was fantastic. I watched the mic'd up video of Derek Carr telling Rashid to just run and just do it, and it's, you know, you just get shades of a fantastic season. But look, we count our blessings each week, and we're just so happy that the Saints are doing well.
Yeah, and Derek Carr was great. I stayed for the press conference afterwards. He was cracking me up.
Yeah.
Great personality. And he seems to love New Orleans, which is important as well. So, hey, Mark, I know we're going to see each other many times during the season. Let's hope that the Saints keep winning. And we talk about being NFC divisional champs of the South down the road. So, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining
me
today.
Thank you. To you too, Mitch. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. That was Mark Roman, the stadium announcer of the Saints. And we want to thank all our great guests. We want to remind everybody that we also, beyond talking about the Saints, which we're going to have to do Saints-Panthers again Monday, because we'll be back here live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. We'll be previewing the game, which is actually, it's going to start right after our show Monday here at Premier Nissan from 5 to 6. So we'll talk more about Saints and Panthers, but also we promote all these great events, the Justice for All Ball, which benefits the Pro Bono Project, probono-no.org, to buy tickets. That's going to be next Friday night, September 22nd, at the Orpheum Theater, historic Orpheum Theater, right off Canal Street, next Friday night. We also talked to Matt Sloan and April Davenport about that. Anwar, executive director of the LPO. They have a great season coming up. So go to the website and get all the information. And please support the LPO. Gary Smith from The Advocate talking of, you know, Saints football as well. And then, of course, Mark Roman, stadium announcer for the Saints. I want to thank Ronald back in the studio. I'm watching a squirrel run across a sea. That's incredible. A rooftop right across from us at Premier Nissan. So we want to remind everybody we'll be back Monday, 5 p.m., talking Saints-Panthers again. And then tomorrow, 9 to 11, at the Silver Slipper on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Everybody have a great weekend. Let's hope that we have a great success with LSU football, Mississippi State. And we will talk to you Monday at 5 and tomorrow at 9 from the Silver Slipper. Have a great weekend.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays.